This is an update on implementation of public creatives in Kai Tak development. Kai Tak office 同埋佢哋嘅顧問團隊講講，即係嗰個 public creative 嗰、那個進展啦。咁歡迎Peter Choi、Lillian Zhang 同埋佢哋嘅顧問團隊Freeman Lau、Kurt Chen 同埋Maggie Wu。委員有冇需要申報利益？咁如果冇就又交翻俾阿 Peter 同你嘅團隊，又係15分鐘講講，即係你哋介紹一下你哋個進度。Peter，
係Chairman， 各位委員你好啊，我係CT Office 嘅Senior Architect Lillian Zhang。咁今日我哋同埋我哋嘅顧問團隊啦，咁就係嚟匯報翻嘅，就係我哋喺 Public Creatives 喺啟德發展區嘅進度嘅。咁啟德發展規劃大綱同埋我哋嘅城市設計原則啦，其實都圍繞住一個願景嘅，就係喺維港半島締造一個富有特色、有朝氣同埋以民為本嘅一個社區嘅。咁為咗展現啟德發展區嘅獨特個性啦，咁CDD 就委託咗專業顧問啦，係去探討點樣去優化公共空間，係從而令到啟德可以建立一個地方品牌。咁研究結果係建議採用公共創意呢一個全新嘅意念，係而呢個設計咧，其實包括咗代表啟德獨特個性嘅一啲標誌啊、字體啊、色彩嘅設計啦，同埋相關嘅平面同埋立體設計嘅。在2014年咧，其實我哋就住其中一個 item 啦 ，visual identity， 其實就係舉辦過一連串嘅宣傳活動啦，同埋一啲公開諮詢嘅。咁當中喺2014年6月亦都舉行咗一場工作坊。咁啟德海濱同埋水域陸地連接選擇小組咧，其實個委員都有參加呢一個工作坊嘅。咁另外喺2014年啦，我哋嘅團隊其實亦都開始為啟德發展區去制定咗一套公共創意嘅設計嘅詳細指引嘅。咁希望係將公共創意設計嘅元素咧，係可以融入個公共設施同埋街道裝置嗰度嘅。咁喺其實2016年4月啦，我哋都已經為呢份嘅設計指引係定稿咗嘅，亦都發放咗俾有關嘅政府部門啦，同埋公共設施公司去應用。咁喺同年嘅年底，其實呢一份指引都已經係 upload 咗上我哋嘅web page 嗰度，係俾公眾去下載嚟到使用嘅。咁或者而家我就等我哋嘅顧問團隊咧，係介紹詳細咁樣介紹一下 Public Creatives 呢個項目啊。
主席你好，各位你好。咁就我哋 Public Creatives 其實係一個 methodology 嚟嘅，就由三位masters 去主理嘅，主要係Freeman 啦、Kurt 同埋另外一位就係 Michelle。咁講一講 public creative 嘅主要嗰個核心咧，其實就係喺一個公共空間裏邊，我哋點都可以營造到咧有同一個氛圍喺度，無論我哋摸到嘅、用到嘅、將來睇到嘅，甚至乎你感受到嘅，都會喺同一個氣候嗰度出現。咁成個 public creative 係包括咗有 public design 啦、public arts 同埋嗰個 public event 嘅。咁其實最主要咧就係要同唔同嘅團隊去溝通，而我哋最尾係得出咧就最尾嗰個 application manual， 而家已經 upload 上咗去啟德嗰個網嗰度。咁啊參觀喺成個 public creative 裏邊，我哋做咗個工作咧，為咗啟德就係從佢嘅文化研究啦、歷史研究裏邊去抽取咗一啲嘅重要資料咧，嚟到去建立咗6種唔同嘅 personality 俾落去啟德嗰度嘅。咁呢6種 personality， 我哋轉化成就係一棵樹。呢一棵樹咧，嚟到代表咧啟德成件事由嗰個根部開始，以前有一個故事發展啦，九龍城區嗰啲古仔點樣去帶動到將來啟德，我哋發展未來嘅啟德會變成係點樣咧？由棵樹我哋去再變成一啲嘅 graphics， 所以我哋出現咗有兩個嘅 graphic 系統，一個就叫 DNA bar。另外一個咧就係一陣間會睇到嘅就 Energy Swirl， 由 DNA bar 嗰度我哋再去 develop 出嚟咧就係成個啟德嘅 identity， 咁有佢嘅中文啊、英文同埋一啲嘅 supporting graphics， 同埋一套嘅顏色系統。咁呢啲顏色系統去加埋嗰個 supporting graphics 一路去轉化出嚟咧，就有唔同嘅combination 可以俾我哋去將呢啲嘅圖案啦等等去擺落去一啲空間設計上面嘅。 咁呢一棵樹其實另外一個嘅graphic 嘅系統就係頭先講個 energy swell。咁點解會叫做 energy swell 咧？因為我哋知道啟德其實從佢個歷史去到而家咧，其實佢隱含咗好多唔同嘅 energy。歷史係俾我哋帶到我哋香港嘅未來。咁所以我哋希望可以用啟德呢一個concept 咧，可以將呢個歷史加埋就係我哋而家未來嘅啟德嗰種嘅動力，可以帶翻出去，無論係俾我哋將來嚟香港去 visit 嘅人啦，或者我哋自己本身香港本土嘅人都可以有呢個 energy 嘅。咁呢啲唔同嘅 graphic 同埋一啲嘅設計元素、一啲嘅設計語言，我哋用咗喺唔同嘅設施上面，唔單單係平面，亦都係一啲嘅 furniture design， 甚至乎係一啲嘅 facility design。咁譬如好似呢啲凳啦。一啲嘅一啲嘅 signage 同埋 graphic 啦，仲有就係譬如喺一啲嘅依個係應該 TIS 嗰個 building 係咪？係啊 ，TIS Tower。咁嗰個嗰個門上面嘅一啲嘅barrier 啦等等，我哋都有已經開始用到㗎啦。咁除咗有設計上面嘅用之外咧，因為係成個 public creative 嘅嗰個元素裏面係包含咗有啲唔同嘅 event， 咁所以我哋都用咗好多亦都搞咗好多唔同嘅 event， 譬如龍津橋嘅設計比賽啦，就仲有呢個啟德河設計比賽啦，專用行人街道專用名嗰個設計比賽啦，同埋一個street athlon 嗰個 event 嘅。咁另外就係頭先講過，我哋已經將成套嘅研究咧，無論佢嘅 graphic 或者嘅設計語言，甚至乎佢嘅顏色系統等等，我哋都已經完成咗一個叫 public creative guideline， 將佢放咗上去啟德個網上面，係被公眾嗰度去 download。咁呢度可以睇到就係我哋點樣去將啟德本身我哋揾到出嚟一啲嘅文化元素，轉成一啲嘅設計語言，令到去擺落去一啲嘅公共設施上面。譬如街燈啊，或者一啲嘅 Tifa 啊，甚至乎嚟緊就會有油桶等等，仲有巴士站，有冇補充？係啦。咁另外咧就係、其實我哋成件事嗰個系統係點樣去 imply 咧？其實我哋有兩個嘅有一個叫 implementation method 嘅，咁就係叫做 AAII。咁 AAII 咧就可以幫我哋去決定咧點樣去將成個 guideline 裏邊嘅一啲嘅元素咧，從 application、adaptation 同埋 integration 加埋個 inspiration 嚟到去擺落去。咁 application 係最簡單，直接將個 logo 上面顏色又好 ，graphic 又好，直接去擺上去。而 adaptation 咧就要將佢將裏邊嘅一啲嘅元素同我哋周遭個環境去結合，跟埋integration 都係。咁所以其實我哋喺呢度會睇到咧一個好簡單嘅圖表啦，第一個 A 咧，你會見到就係嗰個 application， 譬如我哋擺喺一啲嘅 banner 上面，你會見到我哋用翻 DNA 或 DNA bar 嗰個元素。去到 application adaptation 嘅時候咧，我哋可能將嗰啲嘅 graphic 或者一啲嘅設計元素咧擺咗落去路面上面，正如頭先我哋睇到嗰個 paver 嘅設計。咁去到 integration 咧，其實已經睇唔到一啲嘅 graphic， 但因為佢已經將嗰個 graphic 嗰個設計 action 已經係融和咗喺嗰個 facility 嘅設計一啲嘅設計語言上面。咁去到最尾嘅 inspiration 咧，其實係一個感受嚟嘅。咁一個因為我哋講緊係 kernel of vitality，kernel of vitality 就係等於設計嗰個核心啊，啟德嗰個 core value。咁所以我哋要希望可以將嗰個 vitality 嘅 energy 咧，係用一個水霧嚟到去代表，所以我哋會 imagine 到可能喺個一條單車路上面啊，每有個人踩過嘅時候，有啲水花去噴出嚟，咁唔單止令到嗰個人去感受到嗰種嘅涼快啦，亦都會感受到嗰種喺水俾佢帶嚟嗰種嘅 current 嘅感受。咁呢度就係啦，我哋所講嘅 public creative， 簡單咁講咗。
好，唔該曬，委員有冇提問或者係意見？婆。
One of the aspects of the urban environment is the transport furniture, transport related furniture. During our visits to Sydney. We noticed that there was a rethink of how to place sign posts, so to reduce the number of poles to kind of come up with this idea of totem poles. Basically, the lamppost becomes a totem pole. You can have multiple signs attached to it. Has this been discussed? I don't see any kind of design idea for it, so that you have kind of these clip-on mechanisms for that allows very easy placement of any type of traffic sign on the poles, so which would allow the reduction of the number of poles, and especially integrated with lampposts. Has that been, have you been able to get so far with Highways Department and Transport Department that you can actually achieve that? I have not been able to do that, so in my district, but maybe for Kai Tak you can set the tone so we can get this changed everywhere in Hong Kong. The other thing is concrete profiles used in along our roadside have a very kind of strong impact on the overall experience and so in some areas we see planters designed with granite tiles, but in many other areas we see a predominant use of these concrete profiles have you guys been able to look at that and try to change the mindset of our highways department and to make sure we have our streets looking better? Now, you've changed the bollards, some bollard design I see. I see some T2 railings, but I don't see amenity railings. Have you been able to also look at the amenity railings and change the design of the amenity railings, because they're awful and they're ugly and they're kind of used all the time? So, but on the T2 railings, I only see the horizontal version, not the verticals. I only see the ones with it. So have you done the verticals as well? So I just like to get a better understanding, because I hope we can export your ideas to other districts where we desperately need your help.
Thank you, Paul. Any other comments or questions from other members? Peter 同你個 consultant 有冇對於阿 Paul 嘅意見同埋提問有回應？
Thank you, the question from Paul. We can explain a little bit about the railing part. Because actually in Kai Tak development, we are proposing the railing free actually for the streetscape. That's why in the guideline, you can also only see the kind of railing that is happened in the pedestrian island. The pedestrian island. Because this is the only railing that we want to keep in the streetscape. And that's why there's only one type. There's no other amenity or type 1, type 2 railings that we modify from the highway standard. I hope that we can, Kai Tak office, still uphold this railing-free streetscape for the over years later. But this, because we want to keep the railing from the streets as minimal as possible, so that in the guideline, there's only the pedestrian railing in the pedestrian island. And regarding the concrete profile, I think we have also put down some specific graphics that we will propose in the pavement. They're still using the concrete paver that is accepted by highways. I think this is the one that we have some kind of consensus that we can reach among different kind of departments. Because actually, for this public creative guideline and menu, it covers many, many, many different kinds of departments that we are engaged with. And we have also put quite efforts to liaise with each of the departments, because often we have to manage their expectations and also the maintenance and also the management responsibilities. And regarding the signposts, I think this is quite a difficult part if really want to pursue to have I think if I'm not misinterpret that's Paul's suggestion, is we can have a multi-purpose use of the poles to have different kinds of traffic signs to be told on it. And I think at this moment, this guideline did not cover this part, but we still have a kind of a specific pole design for the pole structure, like street lamp pole and the street nameplate pole, to give a more creative and also specific tone for Kai Tak development. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Your follow-up question, Paul?
Yeah, my follow-up question. I'm looking at the transport department and the highway department, because if this is the case, what would be really bad, of course, if that once we've done this, that suddenly between all of the beautiful things, we're getting the usual crap. So I think we've got to have some commitment from government that if we're going to go this route and we have this promise, that if they're going to do T2 railings and we don't have a design for a T2 railing, they don't take the standard railing, but they get creatives to give them a design option. And I hope that Ivy's department can also look at this whole totem pole concept, where we minimize the number of traffic poles on the pavement to stick to this look of no railings. But on the concrete profiles, I'm not sure that Lillian understood what I'm talking about in terms of the concrete profiles, but I hope we really can have a look at how we do in the edges of planters, and especially if a road is, say, more than 50K, but 70K road, the government tends to prefer to recommend that those have those ugly concrete profiles. So can we change that and make sure that Highways Department approve them as safe, so that they can be implemented, so we don't end up with basically something looks a little bit nice, but the rest looks crap. So I hope we can go a step further than what we have done here today. I think it's a great start, but let's not stop at what this is done here. This is a starting point. This should not be an end point.
好，有冇回應啊？啟德 office。
主席，或者我回應翻少少關於個 concrete profile barrier 嗰樣嘢。其實喺啟德入邊咧，就我哋儘量都唔用 concrete profile barrier。even 係我哋喺馬路中間嗰度咧，我哋都係唔用嗰啲石屎等，我哋係用植物嚟去做嗰個 central divider 嘅。咁回應翻啊 planter 嗰度咧，我哋都唔係用而家即係一般嗰啲 waste planter， 就係用個 concrete box 咁嚟裝住啲植物嘅。 我哋喺啟德入邊嘅植物咧，就全部都直接種喺地嗰度嘅，咁變咗就應該就冇咗阿 Paul 嗰個 concern， 就係話會唔會有好多石屎入出地面咁樣，喺啟德入邊應該就係冇嘅。
OK， 好，其他問題啊 ，Christine。
因為團隊今日都喺度咧，有我哋嘅 artist 喺度，其實都想請問一下，即係譬如越嚟越多發展會發生啦，咁其實佢哋嘅 developer 或者佢哋嘅 architect 或者佢哋嘅團隊點樣同你哋做呢個 public creatives 呢一個 team 會有一個 interaction， 令到佢哋嘅 design 有個 flexibility 之餘，亦都可以 incorporate 到你哋個 element 入去咧，即係因為而家越嚟越多開始會有 design 啦，咁可以或者今日或者即係咁啱全部人都喺度可以加分享一下，係啊。
或者我講翻少少先啦，咁其實咧，除咗即係我哋喺 infrastructure 嘅 project 係去 apply 呢個 guideline 之外啦，咁我哋當中都係即係 involve 到好多唔同嘅 departments 啊 ，LCSD 啊 ，RCSD 啊，即係 on GIC sites 嘅一啲 projects 咁樣。咁其實咧，我諗如果大家經過咧，見到譬如有啲學校咧，其實已經落成咗喺木翠街嗰度附近。咁但係嗰陣時咧，就係我哋本街拉未出嘅。其實大家 in parallel 一齊去行嗰陣時，咁其實佢哋都即係好好啦。其實同我哋團隊去傾嘅時候， 佢哋都喺佢哋當眼嘅一啲譬如一啲 feature wall 啊 ，staircase 嘅 feature wall 啊，我記得係聖公會嗰間學校，其實佢都已經將我哋啲 logo graphics 同埋個概念係擺咗落去嘅。咁其實其他 project 陸陸續續咧，我哋每一次佢有 project 係即係我哋因為我哋做成個嘅 coordination 啦，咁我哋都會知道佢有咩 project 係進入咩 stage 嘅。咁其實我哋都會邀請佢哋成個團隊咧，係同我哋嘅團隊係去有個 接洽。譬如好似最近都係有一單即係學校嘅 project 啦，咁佢哋由 coding 嘅開始已經係都想我哋團隊去介紹一下成個 public creatives 概念，點樣可以喺乜嘢地方度佢哋可以 apply 到呢一樣嘢咯。咁其實呢樣嘢我哋都會 keep on 會繼續同佢哋去傾嘅。
OK， Paul，
I was actually I noticed that we have some really good speakers like Freeman in the room too， and I like to hear their voice. They have worked with government on this project， and these guys are dreamers。 And I know that the reality is one hand we can dream as designers, and the other hand there is the reality, and the government representation of reality is then probably a version of reality. How is your experience? Can we do more? Is there more blue sky creative? Can you go beyond what government has allowed you to do? Where would you take us?
Okay.
May I ask that?
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
我叫我唔好答咁多。阿Freeman，係。叫我唔好答咁多。呢個叫你唔好答咁多。唔係，其實我想解釋一樣嘢咧，我呢個 public creative 嘅 concept 咧，就唔係淨係將啲 logo 啲 graphics 去扮靚嘅。 我哋好緊要一樣嘢嘅精神咧，就係做 public involvement 嘅。其實我哋想咧，將即係利用啲 graphics 啊、啲 design 咧、啲公共設施嘅 design 咧，係將成個社區嘅精神連貫起嚟。咁我哋其實咧，即係真正要做嘅嘢咧，就仲有好多嘅。即係其實頭先你講嗰個例子咧，即係佢有好多項目都揾我哋做顧問嘅。咁我哋要影響佢咧，就唔係淨係擺個 graphics 上度，而係影響佢咧對呢個公共空間嘅睇法。好似間學校咁樣，我哋做個顧問之後咧，同佢一個辦學團體同埋校長咧，佢哋唔單止係同architect咧就將啲 graphics 擺上去，而係佢哋明白 concept 咧係講緊將來佢啲學生、佢嘅老師、佢學校嘅 program 點能夠貢獻喺啟德嘅公共空間度。佢哋有咩 program 可以連結到呢個成個啟德嘅大嘅一個社區？咁呢個係我哋嗰個精髓所在。咁當然啦，阿陳玉強就會講下。嗰、那個跟住我哋有幾個 public， 即係我哋講緊呢個 public design 之外咧，就 public art 同 public event 係好緊要嘅。咁 public event 就再講啦，但係 public art 咧，我哋都有啲諗法嘅，其實就阿陳玉強可以補充咯呢、這個。
好。
其實咧，今次因為今次一個好 brief 嘅一個 meeting， 咁所以我哋咧就希望做到越簡單越好。裏面我諗如果我哋講成個 public creative 最核心嘅東西咧，其實係 public engagement。但 public engagement 咧呢、這個字咧，我哋聽得太多咧，我哋成日都以為咧就係話我哋做一啲即係公聽會啊，做一啲 public consultant 一開會為主啦。但其實我哋已經開始諗緊咧，就係話public art 或者係一啲同公共有關嘅建設咧，係咪一定要用一個由上而下嘅一個 model 嚟到做咧？嗱，呢個一般都係咁做，譬如好似揾咗啲專業嘅設計師或者一啲專家嚟到去想像嗰啲市民有咩需要，然後咧就俾一個所謂 proposal， 然後等佢去做。咁當然喺呢個過程裏邊咧，就係大部分嘅無論係商界或者政府都係咁做噶啦。其實我哋後面咧嗰三個即係 public events 啦、public art 啦同埋 public design 咧，我都好希望能夠做得到咧，就話咧有啲生活上邊嗰啲市民所需要嘅東西咧，係可以由佢哋嚟到去主動提出，而係透當然當佢提出之前咧，我哋要設計一個好好嘅問題或者一個好好嘅一個框架，俾嗰啲市民能夠提出佢個。意願，因為我哋都知道很多 public consultation 可以你一句佢一句咧，講到無邊無際，咁然後大家覺得已經收咗貨，然後跟住就做一啲對應唔到嘅一啲東西。咁我再講清楚咧，就係話好，如果有啲意念咧係由下而上嘅話咧，我哋點樣使到嗰啲由下而上嘅一啲要求咧，係能夠真係有效改善嘅生活嘅？然後再在中間咧，我哋再將嗰、那個專業嘅意見咧，譬如揾一啲 designer 啦，揾一啲處理一啲 process 嘅一啲嘅專家啦，嚟到去介入呢個所謂由市民所提出嘅東西，將佢簡單嚟講，將佢咧再 polish， 再使到佢個結構同埋個目的更加明顯。但如果用藝術的角度來講咧，就係、是、話我假設我揾個喺度住緊嘅一個細路仔，佢俾一個公共藝術嘅個案，譬如畫咗一個公仔俾我，咁然後我揾個藝術家，揾個設計師嚟到將呢個咧細路仔畫嘅公仔變成一個雕塑，然後咧再將呢個雕塑咧就透過即係一啲工人嚟到將佢做出嚟擺喺個公共空間。好啦，當你問呢個雕塑嘅 authorship 咧係邊個咧？佢有機會係個細路仔再加嗰個藝術家同埋個設計師。嗱，如果咁樣做嘅時候，會發生一件咩事咧？就話嗰個 ownership 咧就唔係淨係嗰個由上而下外聘嘅一個設計師啦，佢咧係有嗰個區裏邊個細路仔嘅投入存在。嗱，呢個咁嘅做法咧，其實我哋就將嗰個由上而下或者由下而上嘅嗰個 cycle 咧。我哋將佢一個由線性嘅一個嘅上下關係咧，變成一個圓圈啊，變成一個圓圈，即係話由嗰個市民嘅睇法，然後咧經過專家嘅投入，就再擺翻個公共空間嚟影響翻市民。 嗱，呢個咧就正正呢、這個就係我哋 public creatives 入邊嗰個內部一個方法學上面嘅東西。當然呢樣嘢我唔知喺呢度 share 係咪一個合嘅場合，啱嘅場合。
多謝教授嘅講解，係我哋因為時間咧都要管理一下，咁我因為我委員，我仲有兩個委員舉手，所以我要俾佢問完之後再俾你哋講啊。Ivan 有意見同埋阿 KK 跟住 ，Ivan。
本來我都有一個意見嘅，聽完教授講，但我唔打算喺度 elaborate。佢嘅講法似乎同我理解 architecture design 個 process 都真係一個翻返去石器時代。Anyway， 我想問嘅係一個咁好嘅設計嘅理念主題，我哋嘅原意想應用到整個啟德發展區，咁我哋嘅發展局局長啱啱宣布咗。嚟緊有十幅嘅住宅用地會推出市場，咁呢個咁嘅主題區域性嘅主題喺私人項目上面，其實團隊或者政府有冇諗過有冇任何空間可以某一啲地方，包括佢哋嘅公共空間或者佢哋嘅一啲公共空間界面嘅地方，都可以即係某一個程度上執行到，令到佢更加即係喺嗰個整個啟德發展區嗰個效應更加大咧。咁呢個係我嘅問題。
好，唔該。啊，如何 apply 去私人發展嘅一啲公共空間或者佢哋相關嘅 interface， 就聽埋阿 KK 個問題先。
啊，多謝主席。我個問題都係同 Ivan 嗰個問題一樣，我哋點樣將個 concept 擺埋落去嗰啲私人發展嗰度？咁另外一個咧，就我唔知道係咪。係都係包括埋呢度，就係整個啟德嘅 landscaping 點樣種樹啊、種花、種草係咪？都係一部分咧。因為我哋有另外一個團隊去管理。
OK，thank you。好，Peter 同埋你嘅團隊。
好啊，或者我簡單回應啦。就住私人發展咧，我哋當然非常歡迎私人發展商就利用我哋呢個 public creatives 呢個 design concept 啦嚇。咁如果唔明白嘅，當然佢揾唔好揾我，因為揾阿 Lillian 好啲啦，或者揾阿 Freeman 佢，咁佢可能都俾到啲意見嘅。咁就住話私人發展會點樣可以應用到咧？就我哋會喺知道私人發展佢哋開始做一啲building plan 嘅時候咧，我哋都盡量將呢個信息帶俾佢哋啦。咁我哋都係做一啲 promotion 啦，包括我哋喺我哋嗰個啟德發展區嗰個網頁上面咧，我哋都係有一啲嘅資訊嘅。咁而其實發展商如果佢知道我哋有一個即係咁大型嘅，即係就住喺公共空間或者係一啲基建項目有一個咁大型嘅咁樣嘅應用嘅時候咧，咁佢哋都其實可以參考一下，就係話。如果佢哋都用埋嘅時候，會唔會對佢哋嗰個發展咧係即係相得益彰，有個 synergy effect 啦嚇。咁我哋又會唔會 detail 咧？咁即係今日似乎都好多職司都喺依個會上面啦，可能佢哋都有自己嘅即係創意空間。咁我哋都唔其實都從來冇打算話要 detail 佢哋用嘅嚇。至於 landscaping 方面咧，依個 public creative 主要係為咗啟德營造一個品牌。咁其實 landscaping 咧，可能係一啲即係更加另外一層嘅學問啦，公園入邊嗰啲landscaping 嘅佈局啊，用嘅樹木嘅品種啊，咁可能都有其他好多嘅考慮嘅嚇。咁但係我哋頭先講過啦，我哋係做咗一個就叫做 public creative street furnitures 嘅 design guidelines 嘅，入邊咧就住一啲係可能係公園入邊適用嘅street furnitures 咧，我哋都有一啲嘅 design 喺度嘅。咁佢哋就可以喺嗰方面咧係可以係做一啲參考或者應用啦。再引申翻去佢哋睇下點樣自己嘅 landscaping 嗰個 design 係點樣可以配合咧？咁我知道其實即係建築署同事都應該即係喺依方面咧都即係有佢哋自己即係應用方面嘅一個睇法嘅。
好，唔該，用唔用到一陣間我哋睇下一個 agenda 就可以睇下測試一下啦。係啊，係啊 ，KK。
多謝主席。就著嗰個私人發展嗰度，似乎我哋而家都係停留喺。一個很 voluntary 的階段，因為現在很難得有個這麼大的地方給我們去推動這些這麼好的 idea， 還有也都是現在也都可以做得到的，是不是可以在賣地條款那裡可以想一想辦法呢？這個我想值得是跟發展局建議。
OK， 多謝你意見。 咁仲有冇其他委員需要有提問或者係意見或者補充？顧問團隊有冇補充？如果冇嘅話，我諗多謝你哋嗰個進度報告啦。我相信即係呢個都係一個即係相當正嘅 initiative 嚟嘅。咁希望大家加油，繼續努力嚇。好。